Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Stephen P. Williams on the show. Stephen is the author of Blockchain, the Next Everything. He's a journalist, an author, as you know, and he's been an entrepreneur as well. He's written a number of columns for a number of important publications, New York Times, Newsweek, et cetera, et cetera. And he is here to talk to us about this topic, this very important topic, the one that you know I spend a lot of time talking about, and we're going to spend more time talking about it, and that's the concept and the current and the future of blockchain. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Good to have you here. Congratulations on your book. I'm really proud you wrote it. I've been reading it. I plan to commit it to memory. It's folks, it's a really important book. They're actually, in my opinion, Stephen, the average person probably should read three or four or five different approaches to blockchain. What do you think?
Oh, yes, I agree. It's a very complicated subject, and the approach I took was to write for a general audience who's not made up of technologists, just people who want to understand the basics of how it works and what the potential is of this. It's a pretty incredible technology.
Well, you're kind of like me. You're not a geek. You're just a heavy adopter, right? You're not a tech geek, but you're a high adopter. And you wrote your book in plain English, and so I appreciate that. So let's talk about what blockchain is, and there have been a lot of different definitions of it. For one, it's the technology that delivers Bitcoin, but now it's a separate, it's its own entity, its own being, so to speak. It's out there making its own way, completely disconnected from Bitcoin. So tell us what it does. Tell us how it works in this segment, Stephen.
So with Bitcoin, it tracks where a coin is and who spends it and who owns it. And that's because it's a ledger technology, just like those green books that my grandparents used to use to balance their
right.
farm earnings and sales.
Right.
So, but it's a digital ledger, and it's just software. That's really all it is. There's no huge mystery in that regard. And it lives on all the computers that participate in the blockchain.
That network, of nodes – Where whatever is registered in one place is registered in 100 or 1,000 places, exactly.
Right, and that's what helps keep it secure, is that it's located on every computer, and if you change it on one computer, you have to change it on all the computers that are attached to
mm-hmm.
it. And those computers, crazy enough, could even be a smart refrigerator or an electric vehicle as we go forward into the future.
Right, right. The blockchain is going to be macro and micro, isn't it?
Right, for sure, yeah.
So talk to us some more about the ledger and the network. This is an area that I think you can't talk about too much because it's a way of thinking about doing business that we've never had to deal with before. And whenever I talk to people about blockchain and about this, the network and how it works and the nodes and the mining and all, when I talk about those things, sometimes people get mad at me because they think, what network? I never heard of this network. Who are these people? Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, yeah, I agree with you that it's the most exciting part of it. Cryptocurrency is great and fun, but the true future is in this what's called a distributed network,
mm-hmm.
which removes the hierarchy. Right now we live in a top-to-bottom world with we got presidents, priests, teachers, parents, all kind of telling us what to do, and we accept that. But with blockchain on a distributed system, it levelizes the playing field more and allows more people to participate. It removes the cost of access to starting a business. It makes a lot of things much easier.
Well, exactly, and it's It removes intermediaries. It prevents. Mm-hmm. It goes a long way to preventing fraud too. And that's intermediaries in history. Intermediaries are sort of. I love the way the Pharisees talked about what their role was. The Pharisees said, "We have the power of binding and loosing." And intermediaries, banks, lawyers, governments, they have the power of binding and loosing. The blockchain type technology removes that requirement for those people and gives it back to the participants, doesn't it?
Well, it can, for sure. And one thing that I'm really excited about with blockchain is the ability for people to have their own identity on the blockchain and control their own data and the information that they want released out into the world.
Right, right. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about applications of blockchain with Stephen P. Phillips Williams. Stephen P. Williams, Blockchain, the Next Everything. Is his book. Quick break, Stephen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.